नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमेड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। यज्ञात्वा न पुनर्मोहं एवं यास्यसि पाण्डव येन भूतान्यशेषेण द्रक्षस्यात्मन्यथो मयि अपि चेतसि पापेभ्यः सर्वेभ्यः पापकृत्तमः सर्वं ज्ञानप्लवेनैव वृजिनं संतरिष्यसि। हिन्दी श्लोकास् Bhagavan is talking about the benefit of gaining self-knowledge. Having glorified the self-knowledge and having describing the means of getting self-knowledge, now Bhagavan is glorifying the benefits of self-knowledge. How the self-knowledge is going to help every individual in his day-to-day life. There are so many benefits are there. Here Bhagavan points out four benefits. One we saw in the last class, freedom from delusion, freedom from conflicts in life. Every time we have to decide, when we have to decide certain things in our life, we find that mind is full of conflicts, whether to do or not, whether to marry or not, whether to go to foreign or not, whether to marry this girl or not, whether to put children in that particular school or not, because we don't know, because the very school may be the burial ground for the child. So many things happen in the modern society which we are not able to even imagine. So, conflicts are there in human life. Bhagavan says here, you will not have conflicts in life. Arjuna, you have surrendered to me because of conflicts. Not that you did not have the wisdom, what is right and wrong. Even after knowing what is right and wrong, you are not able to stick to, you are not able to stand for the right only in your life. So, conflicts comes. Because of that conflict, you surrendered to me. Evam punaha na yasyasi, he says. Once more, you will not come to me asking for guidance. It is once for all. This guidance given by jnana is once for all. This is the first benefit. Second benefit is freedom from idea of duality. Knowledge removes that idea that there is a real duality. There is an experiential duality everybody accepts. But there is no real duality. In reality, there is no second entity at all. If it is bhakti scriptures, they will say that it is nothing but the Lord. This entire creation is nothing but the Lord. If it is Advaitic scripture, they will say it is nothing but you, the Chaitanyam, you, the consciousness. Like the entire dream world is nothing but the waker. Entire dream world is nothing but the waker's mind. In dream world, we find so many people rushing towards the railway station, and you also rush along with your suitcase. By the time some porter comes and takes your suitcase and runs away, you also run behind him. Like this, the railway station is there, platform is there, so many things are there. All are nothing but your own mind. Similarly, entire creation is nothing but the manifestation of the Chaitanyam. The differentiation between myself and the world and the creator of the world is removed. Because of this Bheda Nivritti, because of the removal of real duality, I will not have fear towards anything. Because as long as there is a second entity, I will be having that idea of that I will get hurt from that second entity. So the idea of real second entity is removed from the mind by the knowledge. This is the second benefit. Third benefit is Sarva Papa Nashaha. Every human mind has a guilt on various subjects. I could have done this one, I could not have done this one. Kimaham sadhuna karavam, kimaham papam akaravam iti. Why I did not use my youthhood in a proper way? Why I have gone astray in my youthhood? I could have used this vitality, youth and time in a better way so that I could have done nice things in my life. Like that, when a person retires and sits in his easy chair, he has nothing to do other than chinta. So the what type of chinta? This was not like this, this was like this, this was not like this, I could have done like this, like that. Lot of guilt consciousness is there, and every individual unanimously claims that he is the sinner. And there are someone who is proud about boasting that I am the sinner. You know, I am the sinner. They are very proud about. When Upanishad wants to call everyone in the humanity as the son of the Lord Amrutasya Putraha, he says, I am the Papa Putraha. I am born out of Papaha. I am brought up in Papa Karmas, and I am still in Papa Jivana only. Swamiji, you don't know about my real life. Here Bhagavan says, even if you claim yourself as the world champion of sinners, but still, all the sins you can cross over. Here says, Bhagavan says, api chedasi sarvebhyaha papebhyaha papakrittamaha. Even if, Arjuna, it is not a fact, even if you consider yourself as the worst sinner among the sinners of the world, that is not the fact. Arjuna is a dharmika one. Even if you consider that you are the worst sinners of the entire world, sarvebhyaha papebhyaha papakrittamaha, Nobel Prize winner of sinners, still sarvam vrijinam santarishyasi, you can cross over this ocean of sin. Vrijinam means sin. Vrijinam is commented by Shankaracharya as vrijina arnavam, ocean of sin. Because why it is ocean? It is not one or two, it is acquired. The person says, it is acquired in anadikala janmas. I have acquired this sin, papa karmani, I have acquired. Bhagavan says, santarishyasi, you just cross over, you certainly cross over, samyak darishyasi, you certainly cross over the entire ocean of sin, and anayasena santarishyasi, that without tears you cross over. Through what I will cross over? Jnana plavena eva santarishyasi, just by a raft called Atma Jnanam. Plava means not boat, not even ship, but a raft. Raft, you know, small size of any time it can be capsized by the waves of the ocean. Bhagavan says, this raft cannot be capsized by your waves of sin or ocean called sin. You will cross over, certainly you will cross over. Jnana plava, cross over through the raft called jnanam, a simple jnanam. Why it is called, it is compared to a raft? Because the knowledge is very simple. Tad tvam asi, only three words. You put it together, only one word it is. Tad tvam asi, you are that. And when the individual is not able to accept and assimilate and recognize this fact, it doesn't depend upon our acceptance, it doesn't depend upon our recognition, it is fact. Already it is a fact. The moment you recognize, you are free from all types of problems. So the simple recognition of the reality. Here Bhagavan uses a word called eva. Jnana plavena eva. Jnana plavena eva, he says. No other struggle is involved other than this knowledge. Then the question comes, how much sin, how much quantity and quality of sins I have in godown after godown? And you say, just by knowledge raft you, I will cross like that, you are telling. How mere knowledge can make me to cross the ocean of sin? Knowledge doesn't deal with our sin at all. It deals with the sinner. Who is that sinner? An individual is the sinner, a karta. So that karta doesn't have any locus standing. Say for example, in dream, you do some mischief. After getting up, can you be punished by the court? It was a non-bailable warrant. And the warrant was issued in dream. The warrant was issued for the crime, for that mischief. Non-bailable warrant. By the time somebody comes to you to hand over the warrant, you got up. So where is the warrant? Where is the warrant? Once the dreamer is awakened by another one, a guru or a teacher or a mother, then all your dream individuality is gone. Once the dream individuality is falsified, all the dream actions and the results of those dream actions are falsified. Therefore, here knowledge is falsifying the doer, the karta. Karta is a falsifiable entity. It doesn't have I. When we say, what is the actual meaning of that I, if you probe into that word, if you probe into that one letter word, and you will find that it doesn't have any locus standi at all. Body cannot say I. Atma also cannot say I. Because Atma is all-pervasive entity. Atma cannot say I. Body is inert one. It doesn't have any chetanatva at all. Body cannot say I. But who says I? The mingling of these two fellows creates a product called I, which doesn't have separate existence. It is like there is a sun and there is a mirror. Just because mirror is in the visibility of the sun, one more sun comes, S-U-N, not S-O-N. One more sun comes in the form of reflection of the mirror. That reflection doesn't have any locus standi. Once you remove the mirror, what happens? That reflection of the sun also goes away. Once the idea of physical association is removed by knowledge, so immediately it is falsified. The doer is falsified. The doer is Vyavaharika Satyam, and he is waken up to Paramarthika Satyam. When he is waken, all the actions of the doer are falsified. He no longer continue to be a bhokta, enjoyer of the action. His own action doesn't give any result, because he considers himself as the reality of the entire creation. In the absence of kartrutvam, there is no fear of being bhokta of papa phalam. So papa samudram is crossed at once when the akartra atma, nitya shuddha atma, is recognized. Gaudapada Acharya says in the Karika, Mandukya Upanishad Karika, anadi mayaya suptaha yada jiva prabudyate ajam anidyam aswapnam advaitam buddhyate tada. Like dream walking, all the Vedantic Acharya says this waking state also is another type of dream walking. You can walk in dream happily, provided with the knowledge that you are dreaming. As you go to cinema theater and you enjoy both scenes, you enjoy happy occasion, the duet song also you enjoy, fighting scene also you enjoy, and bleeding is coming from the person, that also you enjoy, somebody heroine or hero cries, that also you enjoy. Why? Because you know that it is nothing but shadows. If it is real, what will happen? You will not sit there, correct? If somebody brings AK-47 and they start firing like that, cinema comes, you know that it is shadow, therefore it will not affect me, you know, therefore happily you are sitting in that chair, cinema theater. Similarly, Shastra says, know your real nature, real individuality, then transact with this body and transact with other bodies also, nothing is going to happen. But before knowing that, you are a person of sleep, anadi mayaya suttaha. If ordinary dream world is created because of nidra shakti, this entire waking world is created is because of maya shakti. Yada jivaha prabudyate, when that individual gets up from that maya shakti, power of maya shakti, then he finds that advaitam, advaita atma. So Vedanta Guru has the capacity to wake up everyone from the slumber to the real nature. Once waken up, you find yourself, everything will be as it is only. But you find yourself that you are seeing something grand. Wife will be as it is, husband will be as it is, children will be as it is, society also as it is. But you find everything, your vision is changed. This knowledge has that capacity to change the vision. There was a devotee of Sri Ramakrishna, Girish Chandra Ghosh. He used to consider, or he used to boast about himself that he is the greatest papi, he is the greatest sinner. He used to say, if I put one bottle on the other, the bottle which I have emptied, bottle means which bottle? Not a Coca-Cola bottle or a water bottle. Another type of drink it is. So he used to boast that the quantity of liquor I consume, and if you put that empty bottles one on the other, it will reach the sky. And the place where I sit, below 7 feet will get impurity. That much I am impure. Like that he used to boast. When he come into contact with a great soul, Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna, then his entire life was changed. Of course, it was a 5 years of a struggle. And after the passing away of Sri Ramakrishna, after the physical demise of Sri Ramakrishna, Girish Chandra Ghosh was living leading a beautiful life of knowledge and wisdom. One day, somebody saw him that he is going towards Ganga and comes back. Generally, everybody goes to Ganga for what? For Ganga Snana. And one time he was going, then coming back, then again he goes towards Ganga, then coming back, without getting into the waters. And finally, after much persuasion, he himself was persuading him. So much persuasion, he just went and took bath and came back. Somebody who was watching, one of the monastic disciples of Ramakrishna Ashrama, so they asked, what happened, Girishji? Suddenly you go, you went, and why you are coming back like this, what happened, what was the cause for that oscillation? He told, see, today is an auspicious day. Everybody take that Ganga Snana. Today is an auspicious day. There is a festival. So everybody goes for Ganga Snana. So I thought I also should go and take Ganga Snana. In that way, in that idea, I went near the Ganga. Suddenly afterwards, I suddenly remembered, how can I have Ganga Snana? Everybody comes to Ganga Snana to purify themselves, to give up their papa karmas, papa phalas. Since I don't have anything at all, papa at all, since I don't need any purification at all, why should I go for Ganga bath? So I came back. Then again, why you went? He was telling, see, all are struggling to get away from papa karmas by taking bath in the Ganga. So Gangaji receives all the papam. Who will purify Gangaji? So I thought I should purify Gangaji. Therefore, finally I went and took bath in Gangaji and purified Gangaji. What a grand vision, you see. That is the vision. Things doesn't change externally, but the vision changes. In the beginning, everyone considers himself as the impure individual to be purified by certain rituals, to be purified by certain Nama Japa, to be purified by certain Ganga Snana and other things. But Vedanta wants to make us to get converted. This is the real conversion, not name changing. Here nothing, name also doesn't change. Convert our vision about ourselves. As long as the vision is based on this physical body or mind, then naturally entire decisions, entire conclusions about ourselves will be small and impure. Once the vision is diverted to the reality, when it is based on the reality about myself, then I can happily say, without any boasting, I can happily say, I went for Ganga bath, not to get purified by Ganga, but to purify the Ganga. So that is the grand change happens in the jnani's mind. So we'll continue.
Yathai dhamsi samit ognihi bhasmasat kuru terjuna jnanagni sarvakarmani bhasmasat kuru te tatha.
In the previous shloka, Bhagavan told that Atma Jnanam makes a person to cross Vrijinam. Sarva Papa Nashaha was the Jnana Phalam. In this shloka, Bhagavan says, Sarva Karma Nashaha. What is the difference between Sarva Papa Nashaha and Sarva Karma Nashaha? Karma means here Karma Phalam. Karma Phalam means both sides are there, Punya Phalam and the Papa Phalam. In the previous shloka, Bhagavan told, entire Papa Phalam will be destroyed. But Punya Phalam still is there. Punyam also is the cause of a Punarjanma. While coming back to the Punarjanma, again he will do something and that will become Papa. Then again Papa Sampradaya will come. So both Punyam and Papam are causes of Punarjanma. If Papam is the iron chain, a chain by which the entire human life is bounded, and Punyam will be compared to a golden chain. If Papam is compared to ordinary prisoner, Punyam is compared to first class prisoner. First class prisoner, you know, our politicians, when they go to jail, they will be given an AC house only, but where they are inside the prison. Similarly, this Punya also causes a bondage. Punya gives an individual Surga Vasaha, place in heavens. Naturally, when you go to heaven, you will have a lot of musics and dramas. Like here, when you are shouting, you had that habit of shouting when music and drama happens or dance happens. You have the habit of whistling. So same thing you will do there. And people who are there, they will think that, what is this fellow? Uncultured fellow, he doesn't know how to enjoy Ramba Urvasi dance. So they will give Shapa. So because of Shapa, again you will come back. So that also will cause. Or after going there, you will have arrogance towards someone. You may have jealous towards someone. Because there also gradation is there. Wherever gradation is there will be comparison. There will be disappointment. Wherever gradation is there. Your power is certainly lesser than Indra's power, certainly lesser than Surya's power, certainly lesser than other Devata's power, and you are new entrant, they are born citizens. So these are all problems are there, and after going there also you will find that you will miss your coffee, you will miss your cricket, you will miss your IPL, and all the time music, 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 dance, dance. Who will enjoy? There is no sports at all there. So you will have disappointments, you will have samsara there also. After getting bored, either because of jealous or because of disappointment, you come back here again, the chakra, samsara chakra continues. So moksha means going beyond both punyam and papam. Tatha vidvan punya pape vidhuya niranjanam paramam samyam upaiti. Moksha cannot be the karma phalam, cannot be the punya in the form of punya phalam. Anyatra dharmad, anyatra dharmad, anyatra asmad kruta kruta. These are all Vedantike Upanishad words. So both punyam and papam should be destroyed. Here Bhagavan says both are destroyed by Atma Jnanam. And in this shloka he compares the karma phalam to fuel. Fuel means what? Log of wood, anything that which is burnt by the fire. And Atma Jnanam is compared to fire. As the fire can destroy all types of fuels, and any amount of fuels, all types of fuels it can destroy without any distinction and without any limitation, it can destroy any amount of fuel. Similarly, Atma Jnanam destroys all types of karma phalam, whether it is a sanjita, agami or prarabdha, or whether it is punya or papa, whatever may be the quantity, all are destroyed by jnanam, atma jnanam. Yatha samiddaha agnihi yedhamsi bhasmasat kurute. Just as the well kindled fire burns down all types of fuels into ashes. Samiddaha agnihi, says. Iddaha means what? Iddaha means a well kindled. Samyak iddaha, samiddaha, well kindled fire. Yedhamsi, yedaha means a fuel. It destroys the fuel. When it is in a feeble condition, fire will be destroyed by the fuel. Correct? It is a very feeble, small fire. You put log of wood, what happens? Log of wood is not destroyed by the fire. Fire is destroyed by log of wood. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Samiddaha Agni, well kindled fire, burns down all types of fuels into ashes. Tatha Jnana Agnihi Sarva Karmani Bhasmasat Kurute. Similarly, Atma Jnanam, which is compared to Agni, destroys all karma phalam. There is a logical problem with this statement. A thing can destroy an equal thing only. This physical thing can be destroyed by physical thing only. Understood? Body can be destroyed. Body is made up of what? Body is made up of prithivi. Body is made up of this earth. So body can be destroyed by pancha bhutas only. Body cannot be destroyed by your ideas. Ideas cannot destroy your body. Correct? Because ideas are sukshma and body is stula. Sukshma ideas cannot destroy your body. That's why so many people, especially young boys nowadays, they think if I die, what will happen? If so and so my girlfriend dies, what will happen? So they think, because of this thinking, that girlfriend is not dying. Understood? Similarly, how knowledge, Atma Jnana belongs to the mind. Papam belongs to the action, results of the actions. So how Papam is destroyed by knowledge. Answer, please. Knowledge doesn't deal with our Papam or Punyam. Knowledge deals with the Karta, the doer of Papam and Punyam. The Karta doesn't have any locus standi. Therefore, once that fellow is destroyed, connected items along with him, all are destroyed by falsifying Karta and Bhokta. All his actions, karma phalam, results of his actions are destroyed. As I told, no punishment can be given to a dream criminal in waking state. In waking state, no punishment can be given to a dream criminal. So, what are the types of karma phalam, punya and papa? Sanjita. Sanjita means acquired in the past births, but yet to mature. Bank deposits type. Then second one is prarabdha. That also occurred in past birth only, but it is now matured deposit. That's what it is going through. In this Janma, it is a going on. And agami means to be acquired in future in this Janma. So, Atma Jnanam destroys all of them. But on one condition, Samiddaha Jnana Agnihi, like a well kindled fire, this Jnanam also should be well kindled knowledge. Samyak Iddaha, Jnanam also should be Samyak Iddaha. Well kindled. Well kindled means what? Well established, well assimilated. Well assimilated knowledge alone can destroy samsara, because samsara is in the form of emotional problems. Samsara is in the form of always emotional problems. Emotional problems like fear of old age, fear of death, fear of unfortunate situations. Then expectations. Expectations of favorable situation, expectation of recognition, expectation of love from the external world. These are all emotional problems. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadi. Problems are there and they are very, very strong in our mind. That is why as even somebody scolds, we don't wait for hearing completely. We also start. As even somebody's call, you don't wait to complete that fellow. We also start. As even somebody throws a stone, we also, what we do? We run away. Either we run away or we start with throwing the stone. As even we see a snake, what we do? Simply we run away. Why? Because I don't want to be hurt by that snake. I know that snake biting means death. I have a fear of death. All these samskaras are there. Removing them or transforming them requires well-assimilated knowledge. Otherwise, you cannot conduct your life based on this new revelation. What is that new revelation? That you are not at all born. You cannot have particular individuality at all. That individuality is a misnomer. It doesn't have any locus standi. Once that individuality doesn't have any locus standi, there is nothing called a putra, putri, pati, patni. All these relationships are nothing but a yavaharika. These are all new revelations. So based on that, how can you live if that revelation is a superficial one? As long as you will be in class, you think that yes, yes, there is a possibility. I also can be God only. I also may be consciousness only. I also may be what you call Amrutasya Putraha only. Once you put your chapel, what happens? Comes back the individuality which is already there in our mind very strongly. Knowledge is knowledge, that which is available all the time with us. 6 plus 6 is equal to 12, suppose. That is the knowledge, correct? Or 5 plus 5 is equal to 10 is the knowledge. So when it should be available to you? It should be available to you always, whenever you wanted. Suppose you quarrel with an auto wala and he demands lot of money. So you became very angry. Then you are counting your money. Suppose if you don't remember 5 plus 5 is equal to 10. That time your mind says 5 plus 5 is equal to only 5. Suppose. That is not knowledge. So knowledge is knowledge always, whether you are angry or you are talking with your girlfriend or a spouse, someone, and they give lot of cajoling words and you are at the top of the world and you feel very much elated, you are very happy. That time you are counting money to give the coffee wala. 5 plus 5 is equal to what? 10 only that time also. It doesn't depend upon your moods of the mind. Knowledge is knowledge, that which is available all the time, whether you are in good mood or in bad mood. Similarly, this knowledge that I am not an individual, I am the all-pervading consciousness is the knowledge. Tadu Tvamasi, there is nothing other than this knowledge, there is nothing revelation in the Vedanta. Entire Vedanta wants to point out that this one particular knowledge, that you are not an individual, you are all-pervasive entity, you cannot have any particular relationship. Either you are related to entire creation or you are not related to anything in the world. This is the knowledge. So this knowledge should withstand all the onslaughts. After gaining this knowledge, the person's wife may die, the person's children may die. In Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, one incident comes. There was a jnani and his children, 4 children have died. And that man just now, he got up from the sleep. And wife saw that this fellow was not crying at all. My children, all the 4 children have died. This fellow is not crying at all. So nirdayatva, like that she was complaining. That jnani says, for whose sake I should cry? Just now in my dream, I saw I had 7 children. All of them nice fellows. Not like these idiots. Waking 4 children he had in waking there. And in dream 7 children. So when once you got up me, all the 7 children died. For whose sake I should cry now, you tell? Not that jnani will be devoid of emotions, but those emotions cannot overpower his knowledge. He also will join with crying people. He also will join with the elated people. But that will not make him to lose sight of the reality. What is that reality? Everything is nothing but a drama from the higher standpoint. So well-established, assimilated jnanam alone can destroy all types of karma phala, both punya and papa. Then, if it destroys all the karma phalas, what are the karma phalas? Sanchita, bank balance. Sanchita means bank balance. It is in deposit. It is not yet touched at all. And agami, that which is you are going to acquire in this Janma afterwards. After knowledge also the Jnani lives in the world. Then third one is Prarabdha. Prarabdha is matured Papa Phalam or Punya Phalam, and he has to go through those things. So how can you say that knowledge destroys even Prarabdha also? Because when Bhagavan says Sarva Karmani, when he says all the Papa or Punyas are destroyed including Prarabdha. If Prarabdha is destroyed, what will happen immediately? As even knowledge raises in his mind, that fellow will die. Because Prarabdha only keeps this body. If a person is going to die after gaining knowledge, will anyone come to knowledge? No one will come to knowledge. But at the same time, Shastra says that all the papa or punya phalas are destroyed. Here the meaning of destruction is, Jnanam destroys all karma phala means, Jnanam destroys the person who is going to have all these karma phalas. Karta and bhokta is destroyed. Not literally destroyed, but nirbijam karoti. Shankaracharya writes, nirbijam karoti. There is a seed. There is every possibility of the seed to grow as a huge tree. If you put that bija into the fire, what happens? The bija becomes nirbijam. Suppose when you fry that seed in the fire, what happens? Seed exists as it is, but the capacity to germinate goes away by the fire. Similarly, here things are going on as it is going to go. The same world is going to continue, but the response of the Jnani will have a change. Just now I told that about that Girish Chandra Ghosh. Same Ganga will be there. He also will be there. Physical body also will be there. Initially he thought Ganga is the source of purity and I am going to get the purity from Ganga. After knowledge, what happens? I am the source of purity. Very Ganga is purified by my purity. Another example Shastra gives. There is a bow and you are a fighter. And you have a lot of arrows. In the quiver, the box, the arrows are kept in the box. So you are bored with fighting it. How many times you will send the arrows? So you are bored with that fighting. What you decide? Okay, all right, over, enough. So you can break the bow and all the arrows can be burnt off. Correct? The Sanchita is called yet to be matured Papa Karmas or Punya Karmas are called these arrows. Yet to be sent. So you can destroy. Then bow also is destroyed. But by the time already you have sent one arrow, as you have sent that arrow, with regard to that arrow, you don't have any control over. So it is going to go in its own way and it will hit the target in the way, whatever the velocity or speed you have sent it. Similarly, this body is like an arrow which is already released from the bow. So it will go through the situations of life, but those situations will not affect the Jnani. It cannot create ups and downs in the Jnani's life. After knowledge, you cannot stop rain coming, but you can have raincoat. Rain will be there. You cannot say that there should not be any rain. You don't have control over that. But you will not have any, you will not be affected by that rain because you are insulated by raincoat. Similarly, Jnanam insulates a person and he goes through physically or mentally, he goes through all types of problems, but still his knowledge comes to his rescue. It says that knowledge makes him to go through them in a samatva bhava. That is why you can find this example of going through various types of situations in a samatva bhava, in a equanimity of mind. We find in great Mahatma's life, even in Krishna's life, there were some people who considered him as God, and there were some people like Shishupala, Jarasandha and others, problem creators. And there was some time in his life, a beautiful life of innocence with Gopikas, and there was some time in his life, he has to run away from his country. Krishna simply ran away. Not only he ran away, he took everyone, every citizen of the country, and he created one big land and problems. Jarasandha fellows create problems. We cannot live with this problematic neighbor. So either you have to change the neighbor or you have to change the neighbor's attitude. So he thought, I cannot change the neighbor's attitude. I will change the very neighbor itself. So he changed the land. Dwaraka he has created. Now India doesn't have that capacity. All the time we are troubled by our neighbors only. So we have to try to change the attitude of neighbors. Jnanis go through varieties of situations. If you take Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's life, from the human angle, he went through a situation called being affected by cancer disease. So when doctor comes to him to treat, he says, oh doctor, you treat my cancer, I will treat your cancer. It's a beautiful example, I always remember and enjoy repeatedly telling. Oh doctor, you treat my cancer and I will treat your cancer. Doctor initially thought, what is this mad fellow or what? He is telling that I am going to treat your cancer. Ramakrishna mentioned both types of cancer. He has physical cancer, doctor has what? Emotional cancers or ajnana. And you take Swami Vivekananda's life. One moment of his life was he was at the top of the world. Another moment, by the same society, Western society, lot of scandals. But not a single word of remorse he can come across in his life. He has gone through both the situations. If you take Sharada Devi's life, and there was a constant troublemaker in the form of Pagali Mami, Nalini and Raju. If you read a mother's life, you will find our sufferings are not at all big. If you go to the Calcutta and see where Sri Sharada Devi lived for 25 years in Dakshineshwar, that room one person cannot stretch entirely. One person cannot stretch. In that place three people lived and she cooked in that place. It's not even 5 by 5. Maybe 4 by 4 I think. The square feet. 30 people she used to cook without any complaint. Now what happens now, modern generation, big houses, 2 bedroom, 3 bedroom. Everything is there, but there are complaints also. Why? Because they have identified themselves with another reality and they have gone through all these things. One incident comes in my mind suddenly. Samartha Ramadas Ji, Shivaji Maharaj's guru. One day Shivaji Maharaj wanted to see him. So they told, no, he is not well, he is having fever like that. But he insisted, no, I should see like that. So he is being very close to guru, they allowed him. So when he went inside, he saw Samartha Ramadas Ji very nicely sitting with all pleasant face, no sign of fever or anything. And he talked nicely with him, with Shivaji. As even they were talking, Shivaji observed one small dharba, grass, a piece of grass, was simply jumping. Piece of grass jumping. And that piece of grass was kept on the on shawl, on cloth. So nicely jumping. Yeah, he asked, what Gurudev, what is this, what miracle it is? If there is no wind also, why it is jumping? He told, fever is jumping, he told. So that fever he has transferred to that grass. Because he wanted to talk with the Shivaji Maharaja by the time. Then Shivaji Maharaj, if you have that much of capacity, why can't you simply transfer permanently? Then he told, no, it should be taken back because the body has to go through. Body has to go through all these situations. I cannot avoid all those things. But I am not affected by them. A jnani happily accepts all the situation as the lot of the body, not lot of myself. It happens at the physical level, not to me. That differentiating knowledge is missing in general mind. Therefore, all sufferings. When body is weak, we say, I am weak. When body has fever, we say, I am feverish. Correct? Fever can never come to even prana. Prana Shakti, the air goes inside, comes. Fever belongs to what? Only physical body. We say that I am feverish because of identity. So these things don't affect the jnani. Therefore, all his karma phala are destroyed. And we see jnanis are struggling or suffering. That is from the onlooker's standpoint. Onlooker says that he is suffering out of cancer, he is suffering out of fever, he is suffering out of loss. But you ask that jnani, are you suffering? He will say, where is the possibility of getting suffering? Where is the possibility of a person who is away from me to make me suffer? So that duality goes away. Ihaiva tayir jitas sargaha yesham samye sitam manaha. Bhagavan will tell in the fifth chapter. Next chapter he will tell. They have conquered this entire creation. Ihaiva, ihaiva. So they live a samatva, a life of equanimity, both in a success and failures, sukha, dukkha, mana, apamana, nothing happens to them. Not that they are not aware of that, like stones. Not that they are not aware of that. Stones also doesn't affect by mana, apamana. Not that they are not aware of that. They are aware of that, but their response are governed by their knowledge. Our response are governed by our emotions. But their response are governed by their knowledge. We'll continue.
Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitramika vidyate tatsvayam yoga samsiddhaha kalenatmani vindati.
Having described the benefits of self-knowledge, now Bhagavan glorifies that self-knowledge. He says, jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha na vidyate. There is no other purifier which is as great as the Atma Jnanam. In this creation, there is no other purifier which is as great as Atma Jnanam. Why? What is the reason for this claim? See, we know there are so many purifiers. As I told, Ganga Snana is a purifying thing. And Achamaniya, before sitting for Puja or Sandhya Vandana, what you do? Achamaniya. Before telling any mantras, Velta Sahasranama, you do Karanyasa, Anganyasa, you do lot of rituals, you do Nama Japa. Nama Japa is one of the best purifier. But that Nama Japa cannot stand in front of Atma Jnanam. Atma Jnanam is the highest purifier. All the other purifiers, purifiers means what? Means of purification. All of them can purify us from papam only. All of them can purify us from papam only, correct? Puja can purify us from papam, but puja cannot purify us from punyam, because very puja is punya karma. It cannot remove our punyam, it can remove our papam. As I told, not only punya also is kasa punarjanma. So therefore, all of them can destroy papam, but they cannot destroy punyam, they cannot destroy the basic problem called fundamental impurity called ignorance. They cannot destroy ignorance. Because the prayer, the rituals we do, with what idea we do? That I am helpless. I have to seek help from the Lord. For that I have to purify myself. For that I have to do Ganga Snana. For that I have to do Nama Japa. For that I have to do Anganyasa, Karanyasa and many rituals. All these are all based on one idea, that I am separate individual, different from the Lord. This idea cannot be destroyed by any amount of Nama Japa or any amount of rituals. But Jnanam will destroy, Atma Jnanam alone destroy this fundamental ignorance. Fundamental ignorance. What is that fundamental ignorance? That I am different from the Lord is the fundamental ignorance. As long as this ignorance is there, I consider myself as a creature, depend upon the grace of the Creator and the creation. Correct? That's why everybody is afraid of anything happens. Immediately, last week, some little quack happened. Little only, not much. So I heard an entire IT department gave leave. Information Technology Department gave leave. Some shaking. Little bit shaking is enough. Our entire life is shaken. People are telephoning to us, Swamiji, how are you? How are you? I am all right, no problem. No, here lot of earthquake, lot of calamities. If you want to be safe, come here to the ashrama. If at all we have to go, we'll go together, come. The
fear of death, fear of losing one's own individuality, that can never go by any amount of purificatory rituals, any amount of Ganga Snana, any amount of Nama Japa, any amount of rituals cannot make a person to be free from that basic ignorance. Purute Ganga Sagara Gamanam Vrata Paripalanam Athava Danam Jnana Vihina Sarva Matena Muktim Na Labhate Jenma Shatena. You do all those things to gain this knowledge. All have validity only when these rituals, this life of dharma, this life of devotion takes you to the jnanam. Without atma jnanam, freedom from individuality is never possible. So how to gain that atma jnanam? Bhagavan says, tad atma jnanam yoga samsiddhaha vindati swayam. That atma jnanam is gained by yoga samsiddhaha. Yoga samsiddhaha, samsiddhaha means matured person. Yogena samsiddhaha, matured by yoga. What is that yoga? We all know, karma yogena samsiddhaha. Maturity comes always by action, when it is performed with clarity of thinking, as the karma yoga, as the yoga, as the worship of the Lord. When it is performed, it should be performed as the worship of the Lord. When the results of the actions are received, it should be received as the prasada, blessings of the Lord. Because of this attitude, a person is not shaken. He will be same relatively. Then when his mind is stable, then he will observe things what happens. Our problem is non-observation. Yaksha, in Mahabharata, there is a Yaksha Prashna. Yamadharma Raja comes in the form of Yaksha and asks our Yudhishthira, the elder brother of Pandavas, what is the greatest wonder in the world? He asks him, Himacharya. What is the greatest wonder in the world? He asks. Ahan yahani bhutani kachanti yamalayam sheshas tavaram icchanti Himacharya matasparo. Day in, day out, we see that people around us die. Correct? And nowadays, because of media has taken that special privilege of informing how many people are murdered or killed, or only that thing only comes in media, anywhere you see. So we also read the newspaper, we also see the TV, what happens? Ayo, papa, 1 minute, like that we do. Next, what happens? Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam. Every moment, day in, day out, people are dying around us. Sheshaha stavaram icchanti. The balance people who are living, they think that we will be permanent. Nothing will happen to us. We will be permanent. Sheshaha stavaram icchanti. Kim aascharyam atat. Why? This observation capacity is not there. It is taken for granted. Somebody dies, I have nothing to do with that. Are somebody dies means I also will die. Somebody gets sick means I also will get sick. Somebody is getting old age means I also will get old age. That doesn't mean that we have to have fear towards them, but we should be clever enough to prepare those things. So our day-to-day life is simply one triangle is there. House, school, entertainment. House, school, entertainment. As long as we are children. Then house, office and entertainment. House, office, entertainment. In the entertainment group, ashrama also is there. One Sunday there, one Sunday here. One entertainment. Understood? So that observation capacity is missing. Why? Because we are carried away by ups and downs of the life situation. All the time mind is thought of. Once you get up, immediately, tomorrow also you can verify. First thought you just try to find out. What is the first thought? Once you get up, one thought comes in, first thought. What is the first thought? Today I have to do this. Correct? Or somebody might have scolded you. Yesterday that fellow scolded me. So like that, either about the past or about the future, we don't have enough alertness to find out what we have to do in the presence.
So here Bhagavan says, Yoga Samsiddha Vindati. If a person is matured, that maturity which is born out of Karma Yoga and meditation and Bhakti, he attains that Viveka Shakti is awakened. Once the Viveka Shakti is awakened, you will see the things as it is. Why we are not able to see the things as it is? Because that discrimination power is not awakened. In spite of seeing lots of divorces, lots of problems, still people opt for marriage. Why? They think it will not be, in my case it will not be. In spite of having lots of problems because of property and house, people go for buying property and houses. Why? Yeah, they think, in my case it will not happen. How it is? It is very, very illogical thing. That which happens to another man will certainly will happen to me. Better luck, it should not happen. But am I ready if it happens? That Viveka Shakti doesn't come at all. Naturally, when Viveka Shakti is not there, then naturally it is taken for granted. When Viveka Shakti is there, then you see the things as it is. Red color will be as red color. This world is anityam. There is no other possibility of observation. This world is temporary. Can you point out any one thing in this creation that which doesn't have an end? But we are not able to accept it. We want that thing to come in our life, but we don't want that thing to go from our life. Correct? It is very, very illogical. As it comes, it has to go. Imagine a railway platform wherein all trains are arriving. No departure at all. What will happen? That will cease to exist as a railway platform. What will happen? That railway station has some problem. No train goes away from that. Correct? You imagine a river wherein water flows there, but after some area, it doesn't go at all. What happens? It will destroy the entire area. Similarly, that which has arrived in our life, parents are arrived in our life, children are arrived in our life, wife or husband, they have arrived in our life. Not that we should wish them to go away. What Shastra says, don't hold on to them. Don't hold on to them. You transact with them as the passenger, co-passenger in the train. You transact with them. But don't hold on to them. Once you hold on to them, the problem is, they have to get down when their station comes. When they are trying to get down, you cannot push them. Pogade, pogade, don't go, don't go. Whenever I hear that ambulance sound, dying. I imagine the Jiva cries there to Yamadharma Raja, I will not come. What is that? Siren. Ambulance siren. So I am not able to give up the things which has to be given up. Yamadharmaraja says, I will not leave you. Kala Devata will never leave you. He doesn't expect your permission. So before snatched away, if you yourself give up mentally, if you are ready, take part, then the situation cannot disturb you. So some tax collector comes, you have decided to pay the tax. As even he comes, enters, you give. So you are relieved of paying the tax. Suppose if you refuse to pay the tax and you hide your accounts and other thing, what happens? You will be put into lots of trouble. That's what missing of Viveka and Vairagya. When this Viveka Shakti comes, naturally it leads to knowledge. How he gains that knowledge? Atmani Vindati. He gains this knowledge in his pure mind. When the mind is purified. Atma means here, not Sachidananda Atma, it is mind. Any knowledge takes place only in mind. This Atma Jnanam takes place in pure mind. When he will gain this knowledge, how many days it will take? Bhagavan doesn't want to commit. Suppose a child asks, when I will become a degree older? Generally it is 12 years or 15 years, but it depends upon your commitment, correct? There is a possibility you can never become a degree holder at all. Yes, first standard 2 years, second standard 2 years, like that. If you continue, what happens? When I will pass a CA, Chartered Accountancy, any person to ask, senior will tell, it depends upon your commitment, your hard work and other thing. Acharya Swamiji used to say, one fellow wrote a Chartered Accountancy exam 20 times, it seems. there is a peculiar system it is. One paper goes means all paper you have to write again. So 20th time also he failed. So with all dejection he was coming out of that center. Suddenly he saw a board, a big board. Jesus never fails. He got irritated. What? Let him try chartered accountancy then. So when you will get pass, when you will get a degree, it depends upon your commitment. Similarly, here also Bhagavan says, Kalena Vindati. In due course you attain that knowledge. You, in due course you gain that knowledge. It can be within a moment if the mind is matured and is full of renunciation. Or it may be at the end of this life, or it may be in the next life, or it may be after 100 lives. But the solution lies in knowledge. Because the problem is ignorance. Therefore, all human problems are born out of ignorance. That is why, whenever we give up this physical identity, we are happy. In our sleep, we have given our physical identity, we are happy. In our dream, we take another type of physical identity, we are troubled by those world, not by these problems. Correct? A poor man suffers in dream, not because of poverty of a waking state. There he has another identity, another physical identity. Therefore, all the problems are centered on that physical identity. So, this physical identity is the cause of or the epic center of all the human problem. And fortunately, it happened to be a delusion. And human being lives daily life in the absence of this physical identity in sleep. Shastra says, understand that when there is a possibility for some moment in your life to be free from physical identity, there is a possibility whole life you can lead without physical identity, even while when you transact with the physical body. So that is the idea. Bhagavan will tell more about this glory of knowledge and how to gain this knowledge. What is the source of this knowledge? How I know that I am conscious entity? All the time Shastra go on says, you are conscious, you are consciousness, you are not body, you are not body, you are not body. What is the source of this knowledge? Those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namah.